These three contestants are about to play the most exciting game of their lives, which only one of them can win. Linda Epstein is our returning champion, who's already won $14,954. Patricia Richards is a wallpaper designer from Thousand Oaks, California, who wants to replace Linda and become today's champ. And Henry Woodman is an oil and gas lease broker from Miami, Florida, who has the same ambitions. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you, Rod. Welcome to Press Your Luck, the most competitive game in television, where players take big risks for big money. And now let's learn a little something about the three very competitive players who are going to be pressing their luck today. And let's start out with our champion, Linda.
Hello, Peter.
How are you, Linda?
Oh, am
Rich.
I wonderful. Let me tell you, winning yesterday was the most exciting thing since I can't remember when. Oh, it was really wonderful. And I'm happy to be here. And as I said yesterday, I'm a child mental health specialist, and I'm working on a Mommy and Me preemie program. And this will certainly give me a boost.
This will help.
Yes, this will help.
All right, what do you say we meet your competitors?
Absolutely.
All right, let's find out about Patricia.
Hi, Peter. My name is Pat Richards. I'm a housewife from Thousand Oaks. I have four children, ages 2 to 20, and I'm currently opening up my own business in wallpaper design.
Well, good luck with your business.
Thank you. This is going to make it if I win.
Good luck with Press Your Luck.
Thanks.
And let's find out about Henry.
Hello, Peter. I'm from Miami, Florida. I spent 4 years at the University of Arizona, and I recently moved to Los Angeles to make some more money. This is where the opportunity is.
Well, you're here. I'll tell you, this is
what
the place to make
for.
It. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Players, I'm going to ask you four questions, and your correct answers will earn you spins of the big Press Your Luck game board. The more spins you have, the more money you can win, because our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash and fabulous prizes. And every time you stop the board like this, stop! You'll make money, as I just did with $750, unless you hit a whammy. If you hit him, he jumps out and takes away all your money, so you want to be aware of the whammy, okay? The player with the most money at the end of the game gets to keep it all, return tomorrow, and play again. Are you all ready to press your luck?
Ready,
yes.
Ready.
All right, I'm ready. Here's the first question. What world-famous clothing designer is now designing a line of women's clothing for JCPenney? Linda.
Blackwell.
Pardon?
Blackwell.
Blackwell, Linda says. All right, if Linda's right, she's going to pick up three spins. I'm going to give Linda's answer, Blackwell, as well as two others to Patricia and Henry. If they get it right, they'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the correct answer Blackwell, Bob Mackey, or Halston? Patricia?
Halston.
Patricia says Halston.
I'll
Henry?
Go with Halston.
You go with Halston, too? Well, that designer happens to be Halston.
Yeah.
Correct. That means Linda was wrong. No spins. Patricia picks up one, total of one, and Henry picks up one. Okay, here we go to the second question. Gourmet and super mild are two extremely popular types of what vegetable? Oh, evidently you don't eat vegetables. Well, we're going to change that. How about if I give it to you multiple choice? Will you buy that? All right, here's three answers. Gourmet and super mild are two extremely popular types of what vegetable? Is the answer onions, garlic, or cauliflower, Linda?
I'll say onions.
Onions. Linda says onions. Patricia, what do you say?
I think I'll go with garlic.
You're going to go with garlic? I hope not for long. All right. Henry, where are you going?
I'll go with garlic.
You're going to go with garlic, two garlics and an onion. The correct answer is onions. Oh. Linda got it. All right, Linda, you needed that spin. You pick up one, so you've got a total of one. Patricia and Henry stay the same. Everybody's got one spin. And here we go to our next question. Americans are going to be spending a lot of money for aspartame soon. What is it? I'm going to do what I did before, and that is I'm going to give you a multiple choice. Americans are going to be spending a lot of money for aspartame soon. Is it a headache pill, a contraceptive, or an artificial sweetener? Linda?
I think it's an artificial sweetener.
You go with artificial sweetener. How about you, Patricia?
I think I'll go with the artificial sweetener.
Another sweetener. Henry?
I'll go with a headache pill.
You're going to go with?
Headache pill.
Headache pill. Henry, you made a mistake. You should have gone with sweetener. It is a sweetener. And Linda and Patricia sweeten their spins. Linda picks up one for a total of two. Patricia picks up one for a total of two. And Henry stays with one. All right, here is your fourth and final question. See if we can change the spin totals a bit. From now on, who will be the only guest host on the new Tonight Shows? All right, I'm going to do what I did one more time. I'll give you a multiple choice. Is that new guest host on the new Tonight Shows David Brenner, Joan Rivers, Bill Cosby? Linda?
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers. Patricia?
I believe it's Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers. Henry?
Joan Rivers.
Well, I got news for you. It is Joan Rivers. Everybody picks up a spin. And that was the last question. We look at the spin total with Linda having picked up one, goes to three. Patricia picks up one, goes to three. Henry picks up one, goes to two. All right, you'll have a chance to convert your spins into dollars with the exciting Press Roulette game board right after this. Players, as you can see, there are prizes, surprises, and over $13,000 in cash, and of course, a few whammies up there on that game board, ready to jump out and bereft you of funds. So each time you spin, you have a chance to add anywhere from $100 to $1,250 to your total, and you'll notice that our board is constantly changing. So if you feel a whammy coming on, and you don't want to press your luck, well, you can just pass your remaining spins to any player at any time, to a player at any time during your turn, and you can save your bucks. Not a bad deal, right? Okay, remember, everything is at stake each time you spin, including your life. And remember that four whammies put you out of this game, which is not where you want to be. All right. You are the player with the fewest spins. Henry, are you ready to play?
I'm ready to press your luck.
Ready to go. Here we go. Two spins. Stop at $100, and you picked up a spin. Good start, Henry. $100, you still got two spins. Ready? Press his luck. Here we go.
Stop.
Oh, you hit him. Here he goes. Blew your $100 away, but he left you with a spin. You ready to go?
Yep.
Let's make some bucks.
Stop.
Stop at $400. All right, Henry, what a comeback. You got $400. You can sit back and relax. Linda and Patricia are tied. We go to the player to my furthest left, which is Linda, when there's a tie. So, Linda, you've got three spins. You ready?
I am ready to press my luck.
All right.
Oh, stop.
Stop at... What you don't want to do is upset him. See, he gets upset when there was no money to knock off, so you didn't really lose anything other than you really lost a spin and you picked up a whammy. You ready to try it again?
I'm ready.
Out of your system?
I'm ready.
Here we
go. Okay. Stop.
Stop at move one space to $650 or $100 and a spin. Which do you want?
Okay.
Which do you want?
I'll take the 650.
650 is what you got. There it comes. 650 puts you in first place. One spin left. You want to press your luck or pass that spin?
I'm going to press my luck, Peter, and hope that
none
of these
will come up. One more time. Here we
go. Okay, come on.
Hopefully the whammy's out of her system at $700. It is. Very nice, Linda. $1,350. Now we'll go over to Patricia and see how she does with her three spins. Are you ready, Patricia?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at $300. Yay. Still in third place, Patricia. You know you want to get in second place before you even think about passing, so are you ready?
I'm going to press my luck.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at $150. $450. You are now in that second position. One spin left. You can press your luck and hope to get more than Linda, or you can pass that one spin to Linda. She's got $900 more than you do.
No, I think I'll press my luck.
You're going to press your luck?
Yeah.
She's going for it.
Stop
at a motorbike.
Yeah.
You went for it in style. A motorbike with a value of $778 gives you $1,228. Henry's got $400, and you are leading Linda with $1,350, which we'll see later is a mighty big advantage. And we'll be right back with more questions, pins, prizes, and surprises right after this. Thank you. And now, players, I've got four more questions, which translates to four more golden opportunities to pick up some spins at the big board. Remember, the more spins you have, the more money you can win at that big board. And the player with the most money at the end of this round, at the end of this round, gets to come back tomorrow and do it all over again after they take their money home. Isn't that a great deal?
That is great.
Are you all ready?
Yes.
Here comes the first question.
Okay.
As a reminder to be humble, she keeps a bowl of cotton on her mantle that she picked herself. What is the name of this country western singer whose big hit was Stand By Your Man? Linda?
Tammy Wynette.
Tammy Wynette. Linda says if she's right, she's going to pick up three spins. I'm going to give Linda's answer, as well as two others, to Patricia and Henry. If they get it right, they'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the correct answer Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn, or Dolly Parton? Patricia?
Tammy Wynette.
Tammy Wynette, Patricia says.
You don't sound confident. It's Tammy Wynette.
You're going to go with Tammy Wynette? Well, that country western singer is Tammy Wynette. Correct. And Linda, for buzzing in, picks up three spins. And Patricia picks up a spin for one, and Henry picks up a spin, jumps right in for one. All right, well done on the first one. Here's the second question. The government recently announced it's the number one reason American men live shorter lives than women. What is it? Linda.
Stress.
Stress, Linda says. All right, is the correct answer stress, alcohol, or smoking, Patricia?
Stress.
Stress, Patricia says. Henry.
Stress.
Stress. Why is it that men live shorter lives? The answer is smoking.
Oh.
Not stress. And the fact of the matter is that women are catching up.
Yeah.
But you guys are under stress, so I can understand it. No spins. Nobody won anything. We're going to go to the next question. Here's one from the Book of Odd Facts. Seven out of every ten grown-up women tell pollsters they're not satisfied with which of their measurements. Patricia.
I'll go with bust measurement.
You go with?
The breast measurement.
The bust measurement. All right, that's what Patricia goes with. And is the correct answer hips, waist, or bust? Linda?
Oh, you're asking. Oh, dear, this is a toughie. I'll try the bust also.
You'll try the bust. Okay, we got two busts. Henry.
I'll be different and go with hips.
Well, you know something, Henry?
Hips.
Should have gone with bust. It is indeed bust. Okay. And that means some spins were picked up. Let's see what we got. Linda picks up a spin, right? Four. And Patricia, you buzzed in, so you pick up three. You go to four. Henry, you stay at one. All right, we're going to go to another question. In fact, it is our fourth and final question. Recently, what television heartthrob became the first male centerfold in the 107-year history of McCall's magazine? Can I help you if I tell you it wasn't me? Well, I'm going to give it to you in a multiple-choice fashion. Is the answer to that question, which was, what television heartthrob became the first male centerfold in the 107-year history of McCall's magazine, Tom Selleck, Tony Geary, or Alan Alda? Linda.
I'll try Tony Geary.
All right, Tony Geary. Linda goes with Patricia.
I think Tony Geary's crazy enough, yeah.
You'll go with Tony Geary. Henry?
Alan Alda.
Alan Alda. The correct answer is Tom Selleck.
Oh, no.
All right, that was our final question, and we have Linda with four spins, Patricia with four spins, and Henry with one spin. And all our players will be taking those spins to the big board to decide who the winner will be on Press Your Luck right after this. Players, we weren't kidding when we said earlier that you can win a bundle on Press Your Luck, because as you can see, the value of the board has changed dramatically. Not only are the prizes even more fabulous, but there's over $50,000 in cash waiting up there to be won, and that means in any single spin, you can pick up as much as $5,000. But let me caution you that the one thing that hasn't changed is the proverbial whammy. He is still up there waiting to jump down and take away all your money, so you want to be very careful. Speaking of money, we've got Henry at $400, Patricia at $1,228, and Linda, remember when I told you there was an advantage to having the most money in round one? The advantage is with $1,350 that no matter what happens, you will be the last to play your spins and miss the final round, and that puts you in the driver's seat. All right? The player with the least money is Henry, who also happens to have the least spins. One. You got one spin to make, do some damage, make some money. Henry, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Press your luck.
Oh, you're fine.
Stop. $1,500. You never know, Henry. It puts you in first place now. $1,500, $1,900. We're going to go over and chit-chat with Patricia, who's got 12, 28, and four spins. Patricia, are you ready to press your luck?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Stop
at $1,000. With one spin, you have put yourself in first place with $2,228. Three spins left. Press your luck or pass those spins to Henry, since he has the next highest amount to you.
I'm going to press my luck.
Press your luck. Here we go. She wants some more money. There's a lot up there. That's not what you want.
This one will do it. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. He kind of blew you out of the water, Patricia. You had a little bit of money, and now you got no money. But you do have two spins. Everybody's even with one whammy. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. You can still make some money. $750 you did. All right, Patricia, you're still in third place. Strategically, you want to be in second place to do something with spins. You got one spin left. You want to press your luck?
I'm going to press my luck.
Here we go. That's what I thought. You're going to give out this some more money.
Stop
at $800, Patricia. $1,550 puts you in second place. And now we go to the crucial one, Linda, with $1,350 and four spins. Linda, you are in third place. You ready to press your luck?
Of course, Peter. I'm ready to press my luck.
Okay, the big money winner, Linda, with $14,950. $5,000 and a spin. Linda, you live right. $6,350. You picked up a spin, so you have your four spins now. You can take those spins and pass them to Henry, or you can keep going with $6,350. You've got about $4,000, $4,500 more than Henry has. What do you want to do?
What do I do?
We haven't heard from a lot of whammies. Three.
I'm going to try it one time.
One more time. All right. You can give us one more time.
Be with me.
$1,400. Linda. That's a total of $7,750. Three spins left. What do you want to do? You gave me the one more time. Are you going to go for it or pass those spins to Henry? Tough to win the game without getting some spins. Unfortunately, these are spins that you have to take. $1,900, you're in second place. Henry, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
You can make some money. Let's see what happens. Stop at $2,500. Henry, you've got $4,400, two spins left. That gives you about $3,300 less than Linda. Here we go.
Stop
at $2,250. All right, Henry, let's take a look at our situation. $6,650, you've got about $1,100 less than Linda. You've got one more spin that you have to take. If you hit this spin with some more money than $1,100, you'll win the game. If not, Linda wins the game. $12,000. With a total of $8,650. And we'll be right back to find out what you won right after this message. With today's Press Your Luck winner, and Henry, your winnings were all in cash today for a grand total of $8,650. Henry, you know, your oil well came in. I know you were ready to take off your tie and go home. You thought you didn't have a chance, right?
You bet.
Game's tricky. You never know what's going to happen. And our champion from yesterday, Linda, going away with $14,954. Congratulations. That'll help your project a bit.
I've had a wonderful time.
You've been a great champ. Thanks for being with us. And Patricia, we've got some nice things for you for playing with us. You did real well.
Thank you very much
for being with us. Henry, we're going to see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember that the whammy is really sort of a cute little guy, as long as he only shows up when someone else is spinning. This is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. For international entertaining or everyday meals, West Bend's Electric Oriental Wok. It's ideal for stir-frying, simmering, and stewing. And New Glade Spin Fresh Air Freshener. Continuous bathroom freshness plus an automatic burst of fragrance when you spin it. New Glade Spin Fresh. Also a 3.5-quart crock pot. A blanket of bead circles this stoneware crock pot for roasts, stews, and soups. Removable liner for serving and easy cleanup. Plus, Heath's Candy Bars. Introducing Pecan Clusters, a special candy bar from the Candy Specialist. If it isn't special, it isn't Heath, the Candy Specialist. And an ice cream freezer, just like the good old days. Now you can make your own ice cream in this Richmond Cedar 5-quart electric freezer in just 30 minutes. Use this table or rock salt. We'll be right back. a William Carruthers Company production. This program has been edited for broadcast.